Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, this first day of spring, despite the weekend forecast, seems an appropriate time to look back on the snowiest winter in Boston history. So, a new WBUR poll asked Boston residents to rate how the city dealt with the unprecedented snow. As WBUR's Asma Khalid reports, despite weeks of complaining, only 25% of city residents think that the city did a poor job, and most give Mayor Marty Walsh fairly high marks.
In some ways, snowstorms have become the ultimate test for modern-day mayors. If you screw up, it could turn into a political crisis. That's how UMass Boston historian Vincent Canato explains 1969, when New York City was hit by a nor'easter.
John Lindsay's mayor at the time, and the city is slow to clean the streets, especially in the outer boroughs of New York.
Lindsay ended up losing the Republican primary that year.
Clearly, mayors have learned from the Lindsay experience and afterwards that you have to be on top of these things, right? And so you see mayors holding press conferences even before the storm begins.
Thank you, everyone, for being here today.
And Mayor Walsh did just that.
I want to make it clear to everyone in Boston that we're still in the middle of a winter storm of historic proportions here in the city of Boston. We're doing everything we can to dig out and stay on top of this.
It's hard to prepare for 100 inches, but overall, the mayor seemed to be fairly on top of things.
And a new WBUR poll suggests an overwhelming number of Bostonians agree with Canato. 69% of Boston residents say they approve of how Mayor Walsh handled the recent snowstorms.
I think he did well. It was a very tough thing.
Poll respondent Margot Birnbaum lives in Beacon Hill.
Who do I blame for everything? I said Mother Nature.
But not everyone is as forgiving as Birnbaum. Some reminisce over the previous mayor, Tom Menino, and his rule as an urban mechanic with a well-oiled street cleaning operation.
You know, when Menino was in office, I think he did a better job. We didn't have the problems that we have now.
Tyrone Washington was also surveyed for WBUR. He lives in Dorchester and drives a bus for the MBTA. He says one major issue was snow mounds, especially around bus stops.
Push the snow all the way towards the sidewalk. It don't make no sense. It's like one lane, like all one lanes.
The frustration Washington feels about snow cleanup is not uncommon. 25% of Bostonians surveyed say the city did a poor job clearing snow off public streets, though 32% say the city did a good job.
And clearly, there were hundreds of things they did right, and there were probably as many things that we need to work on.
That's city councilor Tim McCarthy. He used to work for the Boston Public Works Department.
If you believe that they did everything they could, which I do, then that means there's something missing. And I think it's the equipment, I think it's the preparedness, and I think it may be sheer numbers.
McCarthy wants to find those areas of improvement. So does City Councilor Tito Jackson.
We, as a city, really have to think about how we keep the width of our streets what they need to be.
DPW says snow removal is cost prohibitive. Jackson says he understands it's pricey, but there are streets in his Roxbury district that have substantial snow mounds where people have had no choice but to angle park in a parallel parking spot.
I have a lot of residents who are still calling in complaints about actual snow removal, in particular on side streets.
So far, city revenue from parking meters is off more than $600,000 compared to last year, and the city has spent $22 million more than budgeted on snow. But for City Councilor Tim McCarthy, the issue is more than money.
If this happens next year, how much better can we be?
That's a question McCarthy is hoping to answer soon. At the end of the month, he's holding a hearing to look at the city's snow operations and removal. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.